Hi, this is Mr. Farrell. Welcome back to another edition of Gecko Podcasting. In today's podcast, we have Mr. Young Class's grade 5 students sharing with us their personal narratives that they have just finished writing. A personal narrative is a form of writing in which the writer relates an event, incident, or experience in his or her own life. As you are listening, take note of the students' attention to detail. They are painting a story with their words, expressing what they thought, heard, saw, felt. Today's episode stars the following students: Emily, Dakota, Shona, Julia, and Annie Rue. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I will be reading my personal narrative called One Reason Why I Hate the Beach. The sand was hot on my feet, and the ocean was as blue as the sky. While I was running, the splashing of the water created small droplets on both me and my boogie board. The sand underwater underneath my feet was soft. The waves were getting big as the water got deeper. My boogie board was ready, and so was I. Finally, I couldn't touch the sand anymore, and there was a great wave coming. I went for it. I was riding a beautiful wave, the wind in my face, but then my mood changed. My board folded, and I plunged down into the deep sea water. After a few seconds, I managed to get my head out of the water and looked at the beach, how far away it was. By surprise, I was hit by a tremendous force and went back under. I was terrified. I blacked out. And finally, when I woke up, I was back on the beach, and I knew it, even though my eyes were still closed. I was laying on the hot summer sand as the waves went over me, back and forth, in a rhythmic pattern. I opened my eyes as the sun hit them like a bullet. While I was staring, I saw my dad's face staring at me. He picked me up gently and carried me to my towel. I fell asleep under the multicolored umbrella. When I awoke, I was burnt with red all over, as if I was a cherry on a cold Sunday. We left the beautiful and dangerous beach to go have dinner. As the sun went down and the moon came up, I had left.
Hi, my name is Coda, and I'm going to read you all a story called My Temple Experience. Before I could breathe, I could not believe my eyes. It was a Japanese temple. My aunt showed me the stairs to the temple. 289 steps! I was all fired up and ready to go. I couldn't wait to go up, but that depends on Rena, my cousin. At first, I was surprised that she said I could go, suspiciously. But I knew something was suspicious, so I asked my aunt if I can go alone. She said I can go with my cousin, not myself. And I knew I had to go with her. I refused to go, but she forced me like I was grounded. Eventually, Rana got tired, and I had to piggyback her on my back. I thought, you've got to be kidding, right? I felt so much embarrassment because I was the only one who had someone on my back. When we got up, on the corner of my eye, there was a shuriken store. I peeked in the glass. I saw metal, steel, wood, rock, and rubber shurikens. I got two rubber shurikens, one for me and one for her. Then I got a kunai knife. Next, Rena and me played ninja. I threw my shuriken to my cousin spontaneously, and she caught it. Then she threw the shurikens, and I blocked it with my kunai knife and threw it back at her and won. I came home sleepy and tired. I yawned. Today, I had the most outrageous day of my life and played ninja for 3 hours! I wonder when I am going again. The end.
Hi, my My name is Shona, and today I'm going to read you a narrative I wrote in November, and it is called My Birthday Party. Here it goes. My mom crept in my room on Monday morning and woke me up. I jumped up out of bed and raced to my bathroom and got dressed. After, I zoomed outside and jumped on the couch and shouted, "Today is my birthday!" Even though my birthday was on another day, my birthday party was on Saturday and Sunday. I had an incredible birthday party, but my favorite part was in TOSA 4D Magic. You must be wondering, what is 4D Magic? It means you feel the movie, you feel the excitement and the thrill. At my birthday party, my friends and I went to Sentosa and saw two short movies there, 40 Pirates and 40 Logwrite. Let me tell you what happened. "Come on, let's go," I exclaimed as we raced to the theater. It was very exciting on the Logwrite because the seats moved in all directions and the enormous screen in front of you made it more terrifying, but fun. We put on our seatbelts and we were off on the Logwrite, zooming through caves and falling in rivers. It felt so real, the action, the excitement, but just a bit too real. As my friends and I left the theater, my heart was pumping, my eyes wide with excitement. My friends looked the same way because we had just gone on the Logwrite and the excitement was too much for us. It made it scarier when my friends and I heard all the screams in the theater. We were screaming too. "Shona, you okay?" my mother asked in a calm voice. "Yes, just a bit, scary," I replied. "Ha ha," my mother laughed. "The Logwrite wasn't that scary." As we got in the car, my mother said, "Shona, happy birthday." I gave her a smile as we drove away.
My name is Julia, and today I'm going to read to you a personal narrative that I wrote in November this year. A Surprise in the Woods. Clunk, plunk, plop was the sound of my dad throwing rocks, big rocks, into the stream to cross it. All around us was a beautiful scenery. There were birds chirping, the golden sun gleaming, a slight breeze whistling across our faces, and our faces reflecting in the calm, steady river. As we looked up at the big hill covered in autumn leaves, we all expected the usual, a normal, pleasing hike, but it turned out the opposite. As soon as we crossed the stream, the fun part began. We noticed many strange items such as dusty car tires, a broken bike, and other odd, old, rusty items. The grossest thing was that there was an actual dead deer. Its stomach was cut open, and Alex almost stepped in it. On the way, we saw many interesting things and landforms. We also named an area the Jungle Gym because it had a vine that was sturdy and jumpy as a trampoline. It also had a huge log that was like a bounce beam and vines hanging down from trees to climb and swing on. The five of us also saw a huge hole about 20 feet deep and 100 feet long covered with leaves at the bottom. After we saw the hole, which we named the Grand Canyon, we came across something unusual. It was a log raised up on its side, attached to another tree, like one huge monkey bar. Since it was too big to call it a monkey bar, we called it the Limbo Stick, because it was kind of low. Overall, we were all amused, but that wasn't the end of our adventure. "Hey, look, a bear," Michael explained. He was surprised and scared, but he was still smiling. I looked ahead. There, standing about 30 feet in front of us, was a bear nearly 4 feet tall and huge. I didn't know what to think the first second. Was I actually seeing what I was seeing? It was big, black, fuzzy, and scary looking. The bear just stood there, staring at us the whole time. I thought to myself, thank goodness my dad is here. He told all four of us specific instructions to be as loud as possible and walked slowly towards the road behind us. I screamed like I never did before. AJ, my brother, made the weirdest noise, which my dad named the bear call. I never heard my dad so loud. My dad was also laughing at me because of how serious and nervous I was. My heart was beating as fast as a cheetah as we approached the road. We all took turns feeling each other's heartbeat. All five of us As all five of us laughed and chatted, my heart slowed down to normal. "Let's not go into the woods for a long time," my dad stated. We all agreed. I couldn't wait to tell my mom. Even though the bear didn't budge, I have experienced something unique, and that experience was not a pleasant experience.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and today I will be reading my personal narrative to you. It's called The Bus Ride. Here it goes. As I left my classroom on a beautiful day, the sky was clear, the sun was shining, and the birds were chirping. As I saw the view, I thought, today would be a good day to do some swimming. As I came closer and closer to my bus ride, my thoughts changed to, how will the bus ride be? Fun and exciting, or dull and boring? Then I was right outside my bus. I thought, well, I found out how it'll be. As I sat down in the back of my bus, I heard the stern voice of my bus lady. Hurry up, put on your seatbelt. I stared out the window, the sun blazing on my face. I closed the window curtains, and my thoughts drifted off to random things. My friend Alex climbed in, my mind snapped back into reality. Alex sat down next to me in the back. He said, hi, what do you want to talk about? Then I randomly answered, what soccer team do you think will win the World Cup? Alex and I spent a very long time discussing the topic. Then, just when we finished talking, a fifth grader named Pranav climbed in. Pranav sat down at the back next to me and said to me, are there any events happening in Singapore this month? I replied, yes, the Black Eyed Peas concert. Pranav said, where are they performing? I replied, I don't know. Pranav said, are you sure you don't know? He kept popping up the same question the whole bus ride. When I got out of the bus, I thought, what happened to my fun and exciting bus ride?
Thank you for listening to this episode of SAS Gecko Podcasting. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the personal narratives of Mr. Young Class's fifth grade students. If you didn't hear your favorite writer this time, please check back soon for parts 2 and 3 of our personal narrative writing session, where we'll hear the rest of the class. Until next time, for SAS Gecko Podcasting, this is Mr. Farrell saying so long.